You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast, tonight with a wonderful guest. Wait to hear what she talks about. You're just going to love her. Anyways, I want to remind everybody, well, in about 9 days, I start sending out my emails about the magazine, you know, submitting stuff. And I, as I've said before, I don't really have to do that at all. I mean, I do a few, but it just comes in. I know the publicist, and it just comes in. And so it's always due by the end of the month, and sometimes I even work on the first day of that the issue is up. I'll do it then too. And also starspsychics.com, stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the site that's got all the advisors. I'm adding some new ones. I'm bringing in some new people, some mediums and that kind of thing, people that have lots of experience, 30, 35 years, and I think it'll bring in a nice mix to the little family that we have, which is a nice thing. You know, it's nice to have a family kind of atmosphere. There's no competition between any of them, and I made it that way on purpose. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my lovely guest tonight, and her name is Adita Lang, and she is going to talk about superfoods, superpowers, her new book, and all of that. How are you, Adita, tonight?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
So, where are you at now in the scheme of things? I mean, I think we should start back a little bit because a lot of people might not have listened to the last show I had with you. So just give like a little recap, and then we'll talk about your new book, and we're going to talk about superfoods, and I've already been on your site and saw all this food that I love. So we're gonna have a good time tonight. So just do a little recap about how you got started writing and all that kind of thing.
Well, I've been in the health and fitness industry for over 30 years, and I've done just about everything you can possibly imagine in one industry, I would have to say. And after I gave birth to my two kids, just life got super crazy. And I was like, I wasn't feeling well. Nothing was going right. And I couldn't understand what was going on. And I took a brief moment to kind of reevaluate. And when I did that, I was like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, I'm doing all these things for other people, and I've forgotten about myself. And so I started really working on myself. And in that, my friends started saying, hey, whatever you're doing, we like that. What are you doing? Because you're looking better, you're feeling better, you got more energy, more pizzazz. And I'm like, listen, I recognize that I wasn't taking good care of myself, and now I've started to do that. And I have these little tiny tips and tricks that I love doing. And so with that came my first book, which is Superpowers, A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness. And so it's all about keeping life simple, but yet being able to incorporate health and wellness into your crazy day. So that was that book. And then I recently wrote, because, you know, again, I have two kids. And one of the things that I noticed when I go to like teacher meetings and school meetings, that really no one really knows how to feed their kids. And so I had just finished writing a program for personal trainers on health and nutrition. And I was like, well, okay, I did it for the trainers. I can easily just kind of move this around and do it for parents. So I put together a program called Nutritional Brilliance, which is an online educational program for parents on how to feed their kids for growth and development, immune support, mental clarity, and focus. And with that came my book, which is called Superpowers of the Family Kitchen.
And everything is on your site, and I'm going to say where it is. It's Adita, A-D-I-T-A, Lang, L-A-N-G.com. She has in there all her books, everything that she offers, all of her services, and go to the click on the tab that says recipes. You are going to flip out. She heard me on the phone. I was clicking all these salads and things, and I'm getting all excited because I love stuff like that. I love a lot of steamed veggies and that kind of thing. I'm not really a vegan, Adita, but I still like my roasted chicken, but I love like salmon. But I, you know what sometimes my dinner consists of? A baked potato and steamed vegetables, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower.
Wonderful.
You know, it's light, but it's filling. And mm-hmm. and so anyways, I want to talk about this last book, your the last one you did, Superpowers of the Family Kitchen. Now, what is in the book? I mean, well, how do you start the book off?
Well, it's basically most people, I can't describe it. You know, you become a parent and it's kind of like you just want to feed your kid and your kid's being picky about things. So you just kind of you dive in there and just go, oh, just eat this, because you're just trying to get it done with. And what people don't recognize is that you're actually creating their health foundation for when they're 50. But you're looking at a little two-year-old and you're like, what? I'm creating the health foundation for when they're 50 years old? I'm like, yes, you are. So just like if you were building a building, you want to make sure that the foundation is strong. The same thing goes with your kids. You got to put a little bit more thought into what you're feeding them and figure out creative ways of tantalizing their taste buds without, you know, getting frustrated that they're just not going to eat. So really, that's what the whole book is about. The book is kind of educating in a sense of like really understanding the difference between your regular carbohydrates, which are your fruits, your vegetables, and your unrefined grains, and then the simple carbohydrates, which is all the processed stuff, the cookies, the crackers, the pasta, the couscous, you know, those kind of things, and understanding that those things are actually being metabolized as a sugar. And with kids,
oh,
we don't
yeah.
really
oh,
need
you mean
to
tell
amp
me they break down
anymore.
They break down as
That's
a sugar?
So sugar, flour, dairy, and, of course, for the adults, alcohol, all those things break down as a sugar. So the parent who gives a kid mac and cheese is basically starting their sugar craving.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to, you know, I kept running into these parents that were like, they're frustrated because their kid's too hyperactive, they're frustrated for this, not paying attention, all this. And I'm looking at the food, and I'm like, but you're giving them foods that are, you know, they're pushing them to be hyperactive or, you know, distracted or anything like that. Let's work with their foods. And so, you know, the best was I did a workshop at a school, a private school, and I'd done a couple of them there. And the principal comes up to me one day after the workshop and she goes, you're not going to believe what happened. And I'm like, what? She goes, for years, the teachers of my son's school have been telling me that I really should, you know, get him analyzed and get him medicated. And, you know, they were kind of on me for this. And I changed his food by what you had been teaching me. And recently one of the teachers called me up and said, hey, I don't know what you did, if you got him on meds, but your son is doing amazing. And we've never seen this in him. And so I asked her, like, well, what were you feeding him? And she's like, well, I used to make him homemade cinnamon rolls every morning for breakfast. But after listening to you, I'm giving him eggs and avocado. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Big difference, right?
Huge difference. Huge.
I have some avocados, but I like to put them on my sandwich. There used to be a sandwich called, I think it was the California something or another, and it would have sprouts and avocado. And you could have, any kind of fat-free, like if you wanted fat-free turkey, stuff like that on it. Oh, and tomato. It was a California something. And I just got the taste for it again. And then my one gal that does work for me, she said, well, I use avocado all the time. And I remember eating it, but I never, you know, I went and got some this Sunday. And I said to the guy, I said, well, I don't even know if it's ripe or what. He taught me about them. It was so cute.
Oh,
so I learned about
great.
The avocado. Yeah.
It's
and,
such,
that's
one of the superfoods.
Okay. I probably wouldn't mind having it in the morning. I have trouble in the morning. I'm not very big, and I don't eat a lot. And I never used to eat breakfast at all. Adita, I would go all day and just eat my early dinner, and that was it. But that was when I was a lot younger. And, you know, sometimes you can get away with stuff when you're a lot younger, but then you get smarter and you realize,
yeah.
No, I can't be doing that. I'm running on nothing. I have no fuel. So now I I'm finding it difficult as to what I want in the morning. I mean, I like to chew. I don't like to drink my breakfast. I mean, everybody says, oh, drink this, drink. I like to chew. I don't, you know, I mean, I don't mind having something in the afternoon. So start off with what would be, if you were talking to me, well, you are, what would recommend to me a breakfast that Natalie would like? Now, it can't be a lot because I don't eat a lot. But
okay, well,
with the avocado? What do you do with it?
Well, so we can do different things. So the avocado with eggs is always good. Avocado toast, which is like the new buzzword for everybody these days. So avocado toast is basically making a piece of toast and smashing up an avocado on top. And then you can spice it up with different spices if you wanted to. That's a great way of doing it.
So wow, that's simple. I can do that. I can do that tomorrow morning.
That's very simple. And I've done avocado toast where I do a little bit of hummus with the avocado on the toast, and then I put a little bit of red peppers
really good.
And some a little bit of salt and stuff, and that's really yummy.
You know, I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Good.
I am. So now, what is in the avocado that makes it so great? Let's pick that apart. What is in it that's,
well, for,
you consider?
First off, it's really good quality fat. Good quality fat. So the key is, I think all of your listeners should be really aware of this, is we really should not run from fat. We should run from the processed fat. But fats in their natural state are the things that make our skin soft, our hair shiny. It's the things that inside help us with digestion. So we don't want to run from those. So avocado has just wonderful, wonderful fats for us. It also feeds our brain. And so that, again, is very important. In addition, though, because an avocado is a fruit, so it also has a lot of vitamins and minerals in there, too. So, you know, the way that I define like a superfood is a food that gives us a ton of vitamins and minerals per bite. And that's what an avocado will do.
And I imagine you can put it on any sandwich that you had. You could slice it, right?
Yes, of course.
That's what this gal used to do. We make them. She'd come over and we make them at my house. And she'd bring the sprouts and tomato. And I forget what else she brought over. But, I mean, it was so – you. And when you think of avocado and you look at it and say, ew, that looks awful. Oh, no. It just gave a little zip to the sandwich. But I'm going to try it as a spread on toast tomorrow. I really am.
Because I want to eat good,
you know, and I don't like all these cereals that are on the shelves and I know they're bad. They're all sugar, but even the ones that are supposed to have fiber and all of this and I just walk by them. They just don't interest me. You know, and I'm not a milk drinker either. I never really was. I just drink a lot of water with ice is what I do, and I've been doing that for many years, but I don't drink it in the morning. I do love my coffee in the morning with my half and half, and so that is my treat. So I'm allowed that, I guess.
Okay.
You know, what do you use as a – do you drink coffee?
I don't drink coffee. I'm a tea drinker.
Okay.
I'll make like a chai latte type thing, and I will use either hemp or coconut milk.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, that's good. Well, that's my vice is if I don't have that in the morning, well, it's just my little treat for myself. But I will have it tomorrow with my avocado spread on my toast.
Good.
And it's green, everybody, so you're going to have green on your toast.
And keep in mind that just about anything that you use mayonnaise for, you could use a mashed up avocado.
You can
make a great chicken salad with an avocado.
What about tuna?
Tuna you could also do with an avocado.
I mean, you know, I get the in the water. I mean, years ago they didn't even make it in water. It was all oil. And when I think about all the tuna I had as a little girl with the oil, I'm thinking, "Oh my." Now it just kind of makes me make a face because it just sounds awful, doesn't it? I mean, I like the pure stuff that you can put. Now, I have sandwiches quite a bit because I'm basically by myself, but I love sandwiches. I always use a wheat bread. I haven't had white bread, and I don't know when. And I know everybody's saying, yeah, but white bread makes the best toast. No, wheat toast. Do wheat, because what I do is I don't burn it, but I make it really brown. And if my son is in the vicinity, I have to make him a sandwich with it. And he says, you know how I like the toast. I know how he likes the toast. It's not burnt.
Oh,
it could be if you left it, if you put that little switch a little too far to the right. I've got it just perfect, and it's really, really good. Now, what do you recommend for a bread? I mean, like for a sandwich, something like a wheat or maybe a rye? Could you eat a rye?
Well,
is that good?
My two rules of thumb, the best bread would be a sprouted bread. So sprouted means that the wheat was actually sprouted, like it was about to get leaves type thing, and then they made the bread from that. So the flour is minimally processed, and so it's more nutritious that way. That's my first way. The second bread would be the bread from the baker. And honestly, it can be wheat bread, it can be white bread, it can be rye, but the bread from the baker has less ingredients and less preservatives and less stuff.
True.
So that's
true.
A better choice. That's the kind of bread that it's going to go bad in a few days, and that's okay.
Yeah, it will, because there's nothing preserving it. Now, the bread
Correct.
That I get has the grain in it. You can see the grain in the bread.
Okay.
So I get
Very
that.
Good.
And then I've only got that. And if I can't get that, I don't get it because I'm just stuck on it. And, you look at this. If you go down the bread aisle, and this is, I'm knocking the bread aisle, the breads, but you go down and you see all this white bread, I just think of thick paste. I don't eat rice and I don't eat pasta. I used to eat, I'm Italian, and, we used to have rigatoni and all that kind of good stuff. It was wonderful. But then when I had to start watching my diet because I got really ill, I started realizing all that is sticking to your insides. That's
yeah.
It reminds me of a gummy substance. It's just, people are saying, oh, but I love rice. Now, brown rice is okay, but I don't eat any rice. I just don't, and I don't eat pasta at all.
And a better grain is quinoa.
Well, yeah, and even people say, well, I don't have a place where I can get all the specialty stuff. But if you go to the regular stores like Publix and Kroger's and whatnot, they have a section now. It's all kinds of real healthy kinds. You'll find the breads there. You will find good stuff there. Because I'm not near any place that I can get stuff like that. But I have seen it. Now, the only thing is it's going to cost you a little bit more. But, like, for me, just being by myself, it's a piece of cake. It's not, it's okay, but it's so healthy. What do you think about yogurt?
Yogurt. So yogurt is dairy, but yogurt has its pros and cons. So the good things about yogurt, of course, is the probiotics. We always want to make sure that our gut bacteria is very well nourished, and that's a great way of doing it. The challenge with yogurt is that a lot of people believe that dairy, like cow's milk, anything cow's milk, is a protein. And unfortunately, the way our body digests it, it breaks it down as a sugar. So if you wanted to have yogurt, your ideal situation is yogurt with some chopped up nuts in it, because you want to use you use protein and fat in order to slow down the digestion of it. And so you want to make sure that it's got a sufficient amount of protein in there.
Okay, well, I usually get the little tiny things of Activia, and that's what I get, because I can't eat a whole thing of yogurt. It's got to taste really good for me. I won't just eat plain stuff like that. But it's all about changing what you really like. And now, for people, another question. See, I wrote down all these questions before we got on the air because I wanted to know different things. For people that are, out there that are just the regular people, okay, if you're taking medications, now we all know medications can sometimes pull things out of your body, the good stuff. It might be helping mm-hmm. some pain, but it's also putting something in your body that is probably either, I could say damaging. It's doing a number on your insides somewhere. I mean, it's not a perfect thing. So if you're taking medications, anything you recommend that would probably be pretty good to counteract or counterbalance some of the medications. You know, now I'm talking about, say, well, diabetic is completely different. Just a person who's taking heart medication.
Well, now, obviously, you know, here's the thing, is to remember that medications are basically designed to mask the symptoms until your body heals in one way or another.
Yes.
And so ideally, you want to use foods to strengthen your system. So, you know,
right.
If you're on heart medication, you want to really minimize the processed fats, the manufactured fats. Those are the bad fats for you. And you want to make sure that you're putting in more things like the avocados and the raw nuts and the good wild salmon. If you're a diabetic, you want to stay away from all those processed flours and, you know, pastas and couscous and all that kind of stuff. And you want to encourage your body to have more fruits and vegetables so you get in more of the nutrients. So, you know, that's my
mm-hmm.
first rule of thumb, because, you know, we don't want to be stuck with medication for all of our lives. And so we got to make a change. I think too many people are kind of like, oh, I can eat this way. And I see it all the time. I can eat this way because I'm on these meds. It'll take care of my cholesterol. And it's like, no. You've got to take care of your cholesterol, because food is fuel. Food is your fuel. And it's just like if I gave you a Maserati and you put regular gasoline in it, within 1 week, that car won't drive correctly. And so the same thing is the human body. We just don't recognize it. Many times when I do large groups, I look at people and I go, what if I could tell you that I could make you feel better? And that's such a weird thing, because it's not like me selling you a pen and you can actually hold the pen and look at the pen and say, this is a better pen. You're right. This is a better pen. You can't do that with your health. So when I look at people and say, I can make you feel better, they'll look at me and they'll go, you know what? I just had my physical. I had a clean bill of health. I feel great. I feel energized. And I'm like, yes, but what if I could make you feel better? And,
right.
and that's such a strange thought for a lot of people. But the reality is if they would actually clean up their diet, they would feel better. And that's
yeah, it would help them, yeah, to heal themselves from within. Not, but I mean, sometimes people take medicine for pain. I mean, if something's really going on, or the surgeries. I mean, there's a whole host of things, and we don't want to get into health. But it just, you know, just simple kind of stuff. Just try to do some better things. I have a man. I met him. He was an Uber driver, and he just drives me now, and I just pay him cash. But anyways, he's diabetic. But he is so bad. I mean, I have to read him the Riot Act. The last time he said, I wasn't feeling good at all. And I looked at him, and he's a heavy guy, right? And I said, oh, you got into the sweets, the cookies, the candies, or what did you do? He said, well, you know, I can't eat potatoes at all. You know, because we were talking, he was asking me, well, what do you eat? You're so nice and slender. And, you know, and I told him about my little dinner that I have that I adore. I mean, I could eat that almost every day, but I don't eat baked potatoes every day. And he said, I wish I could have that. I mean, I could have the veggies, but I can't have the potato. He said, so, mm-hmm. and he has to inject himself. I mean, he's really bad. And so not this last time, but it was the time before we talked about it. This last time I saw him, I said, well, how are you doing? He said, well, you know, I had your voice in my head like, Chris, you need to shape up here. you were telling me, he says, I remember the things you were saying to me. And I said, it just takes once you have a little willpower and you say, no, I'm not going to do that, then you don't do it. Maybe you'll be tempted.
Yeah.
Okay. But then it's going to get better and better and better. But for somebody who's a diabetic like that, that's pretty tough. He said, you can't imagine what I cannot eat. It's bad. He said, I can't be a normal person. And, you know, he said, we were talking about what foods I liked and everything. Well, he says, your diet is about what I should be eating. I said, well, almost. I said, I'm not saying that I'm perfect with it, but my body seems to know, no, don't eat that. No, you know, and I really don't eat a good dinner. Unless I have my baked potato and my steamed veggies, and that's an awesome. And I'll tell you something, Adita. I could just have steamed veggies. They taste so good. I don't have to put a thing on them. Not a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm telling people out there, you get fresh broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, anything that you could steam, put it in, just steam all of them together. There's the sweetness in there. There's a saltiness that you don't have to put salt. You don't use salt. It's really, really good. My son looks at me like I'm nuts. I said, taste this. And he tasted it. He said, wow.
No, that's a great way of doing it.
No, well, you know, I don't eat raw usually. I mean, I do like raw cauliflower, but I don't eat a lot of it. And I find that cauliflower, you're better off cutting it up. No, don't cut it up. You have to break it off, because if you cut it up, it's going to turn brown on you. You have to break it off. You can't cut cauliflower. You can just put it in a Ziploc bag and steam it as you want, and you're good to go. It's wonderful. And broccoli, just do the tops, you know, and carrots. Get yourself a nice bag of carrots. Oh, man, what a combo that is. It's the greatest combo. there's a lot of things. If you go up and down the veggie aisle, you could put in green, red peppers if you want. You can steam anything you want. Now, red peppers are really good just eating them as they are. I could eat a red pepper almost every day. I love them. But you can do that. I don't know what else you could steam. Those are the things that I steam. I mean, I got into doing it, and I don't even know why. You remember the days when you had the wok and you throw all this salty stuff in and all of that? I liked that, but I didn't like the saltiness of it. I didn't like that. The less you used of it, the better off you were, the better off I really liked it. Just toss those veggies in something really good, but steaming is the best way, because you're not adding a thing to it except a little bit of water.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the best way to get your good nutrients from your veggies. And like I said, you can steam just about anything that you want. Okay, what do you recommend? Any particular supplements like vitamins or anything? I noticed on your site you've got some stuff here that I wanted to ask you about.
I really don't.
Okay.
I prefer that people get their nutrition from their foods first. And then if they've done a blood test and you know you're not absorbing vitamin D, or you're not getting certain vitamins, or maybe your gut bacteria isn't at its best, or you just did a round of antibiotics, then I would bring in certain supplements, but for very specific reasons, not to be taking them in general. The only thing that, and I have it on my website, is I do recommend protein powder, but the protein powder I recommend is a plant-based raw protein powder. So in the protein powder, it's basically pumpkin seeds and hemp seeds and chia seeds, and it's all just kind of pulverized, and there's your protein powder. There's no like synthetic oriented type things in there.
Okay. All right. That was on my list. Let me see if there's anything else on here. You mentioned superfoods. Let's talk about now superpowers. You get what is superpowers? What, describe that for the audience.
Well, superpowers is that ability to, you know, I mean, we're in a society these days that multitasking is just kind of the norm. There's a lot going on. And so we've got to be able to deal with life and to deal with everything that we're doing and feel like we have energy and that we feel happy doing the things that we're doing. We're doing them with passion. And so all of that requires a little bit of something. So when I teach about health, I talk about you want a balanced combination of your exercise and movement, your food and nutrition, sleep and relaxation, and happiness. And combined together, that's what gives you the superpowers to do anything you want to do.
Right. Well, and if you're feeling really good and your mind is clear and sharp, you can accomplish so much. I know some days for me, and I mentioned this before about when I do the magazine, because I'm doing things for other people. I'm I'm actually promoting each and every one of you. And but I'm placing you in my magazine, and I get such I just get such this feeling, like almost a rise in my chair, that I'm at a different level right away. So it definitely feeds my mind, all of it. It's all of that. But when I have to do something like that, I prepare myself, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of images and links and things, and you want to get it right, because, like I said, say, like, I get something from your publicist, I want it to be right for you. And I'll send it to him. Yep, it's okay. Oh, this, okay, do we transpose this a little bit? Can we change? And I change it. Everybody gets what the copy is that I'm going to put up when it goes live. And then sometimes you have to do that. So I take like 3 days sometimes. I used to do it in one day, but the thing is too big. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore in one day. So I take several days. And, oh, my gosh, I'm gonna tell everybody about this, these recipes that you have, because the first one here is red peppers, lentils, and potato salad. Now, you're thinking of potato salad, like potato salad with mayonnaise. No, that's not it. It's lentils, a diced cooked potato, green beans. I love, oh, that's another thing you can steam, green beans. Oh, my God. They are so good. They are so good. Chopped red bell pepper. I think there's more to this recipe, and I have to click on it. But, yes. This, everything that I love is in here, Adita. Red onion, celery, parsley, basil, red wine vinegar. I only use red wine vinegar because I'm Italian, and that's how I was raised. Virgin olive oil, yes, that's what we use. But beans, just, and you should see the picture of this. I mean, I could, if I made a batch of this, I'd probably have it for 2 days at least, maybe even longer, because it's just got all these yummy things, and they look so good. They look so good. Your basic salad, well, don't get head lettuce. You know, you've got to, you know, we had that scare, of course, of the romaine, and that was pulled from most of the stores. If it came from a part of California, but now it's all back. And, you know, I didn't get it. I get organic lettuce, romaine. And I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. If you don't get that, it will, the other will turn so brown so fast. Organic, I mean, it's not that much more. And my son got it. It was a mistake. He bought it for me. And I said, you got organic. It costs so much money. And then I looked at it, and I kept watching it day after day. I mean, I don't eat a salad every single day, but it just lasts a lot longer. You know, the ends are nice and white, and it's nice and green. It's not this brown, and you have to be so careful with romaine. I also like spring salad, you know, with the little spring, like the red, red-tipped, lettuce. It's not really a lettuce. It's just a green. We call it a greens. So that's what we call it. And I love that. You have chicken salad with avocado and mango. Oh, you have recipes for sandwiches too, I betcha. Or let's see, breakfast salad, smoothies. See, I'm not a smoothie person. Are you? You like smoothies?
Yeah. I love smoothies. And then what I do like to do too, you know, I'm in South Florida. It gets very hot here. So a lot of times I'll put smoothies in popsicle shells, and that way I'll make these giant popsicles that are protein and nutrition filled.
Ah. Now you have here a chicken and bean chili. You have to have the right kind of beans, right? What kind of beans? Are black beans you have? Organic black beans?
Yeah, but you
and now people are saying, oh, God, she says everything organic. Well, at least get low sodium. At least, you know, or read what's on the label. Sometimes people just can't do all that we would like them to do. We know that. I mean, it's just, you know, that's just the way it is, right? What are you going to do? Let's see, what else do you have? Oh, I love all this. I'm going over this over and over. Kids snacks, you have desserts, dips and spreads. You have a hummus pizza. I love that. I like hummus. I went out to lunch with my girlfriend, and we went to this place called Zoe's Kitchen, and they didn't have lettuce the last time we were there. And she said, what are you getting? I said, oh, she knows what I want. And so I said, you want some hummus? Oh, she made a face. I said, well, there's really condoms. There's all different kinds. I mean, when you think of the one bland one, that, but there really is. There really, really is.
Yeah.
So we didn't get hummus that day. But anyways, I love that place. I love that one. And it's more Mediterranean. It's not really Greek, although I'm a Greek salad fan, but Greek, I love the olives. And, you know, that have they almost taste like they've been soaked in wine. I love those kind of olives. They're awesome. But, okay. Yes, okay, here. Do we have any other? Here's a question. This came from my gal that does my content. How have you managed to survive such a seemingly exhausting life?
Me?
You know? Yeah, how?
Well, I really love what I do. And I think that is the key to it, because I know my days get pretty filled up with stuff, but I love doing what I do. So because of that, and also every day I do something for myself. My main staple, like my quick go-to, is have a cup of tea, preferably with a friend. But I always make that time, and the time could be 15 minutes or it could be an hour, depending on my day, but I make sure that I do something for me every single day. So between that and really loving what I do and making sure I get a workout in, and a workout doesn't have to spend hours. It could just be, you know, I think today I did a 20-minute workout because that's the time I had, but at least I got a workout in.
Yeah, I ride a bike every other day, mostly. I mean, now if I do the magazine, I'm too tired. I'm mentally tired, and I don't do it. Or if, say, one day I don't really feel good, then I'll put 2 days in between. But I always do between 20 and 25 minutes on the bike. And you know, it's really – and I'm telling everybody this, and you probably feel the same way. When you do some form of exercise – well, the endorphins, you those get picked up. You get stronger. You come off of whatever you're doing, whatever workout you're doing, you just feel, you feel tired, but you feel good. It's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
It just lifts you up, and so maybe sometimes you go to, like, sometimes I'll go to ride my bike, and, you know, I have to talk myself into it. Well, you really should do this. Now, if you don't do it, you have the radio show Wednesday night, so that means you have to ride Thursday night. Okay, so you have to do your ride Tuesday night. But sometimes I have the 2 days in between. Like, I'm really busy. I'm making these ornaments, so I'm really busy with those. But I will do it tomorrow. What I started to do is I used to do it late at night. Believe it or not, late at night. And then I thought, well, why do you do that? So now what I do is I do it, like, about 4, something like that, if I can. And I get all freshened up and everything. And then I have my dinner. I can sit down. I feel really nice and relaxed, and I, you know, it was really good for me. It was good for my brain, good for my body. Some people walk. Walking is really good too, if you can walk. Now, are you in real southern Florida, or are you in, like, mid? Where are you at?
I'm in Miami.
Okay, southern, very southern. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, southern. Yep.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I haven't been there in, I don't know how many years. I loved Florida. I really, really did. And you haven't been there all your life, have you?
No, not at all. I was born a military brat, so my dad traveled all over the world when I was a kid, and we lived in all sorts of different places, and then I just ended up here.
Well, you're really tropical. See, I'm like subtropical where I am, you know. So everybody doesn't realize it. You know, Miami stays pretty nice. I mean, they can get bouts of cold weather, yes. I mean, it's not unheard of. But they don't get the change like we do. Now, we still have leaves on our trees, but our grass here gets a golden color in the wintertime, believe it or not. It's this beautiful golden color. Yeah, and I have pink roses on the side of my front door, on the side. They're like ever blooming. It's just this bush of beautiful pink roses, big ones.
Oh, how fun!
They were put in when I moved here, you know, when I bought the house. And if you don't think getting the mail and coming back up the drive and looking and seeing all those flowers is not the most refreshing thing in the whole world, now what I have is all my plants, my ferns and all of that. They're outside, but they're covered with a blanket. I mean, a real blanket, people. And in the morning, I go out. Hello, my lovelies. I'm uncovering you for this morning. It's going to be nice and sunny. You need a little light. I'll be back because I'm going to cover you up for the night. I mean, I talked to my plants yesterday. I was talking, and I was thinking, you know, one of my neighbors is going to say, well, now, are you going to answer yourself too or what? But, yeah,
oh,
I like
that's
to do
great.
That. Yeah, I do that. I used to put them in my shower because I don't shower. I take a bath, okay? So, but these are so big, they're like humongous. I just can't put them in there. And I can't leave them out because I have a cat. And, you know, cats like to eat leaves of anything. They like to try
yeah.
something. Always. They try something. So that's where I am. That's the kind of weather I have. Like I was telling Adita before we got on the air, it was like near 80 here yesterday. Now, today it's like in the upper 50s. Now we'll go into the upper 60s. And then this is really mild for us right now, really. I mean, and really the cold does not come until about, and I don't know if it's like that for you in Miami, if you really get, yeah, well, you get cooler weather down there. It's not always in the 90s, close to hundreds in there, and the humidity changes a bit. It's not quite as bad. Our summers are bad. I mean, probably like Florida, humid, very humid where we are. And but I wouldn't change it for the world. I love it. My son loves California. I could probably live there too, I suppose, if I ever had to, but I don't have to. So
I love
like
California.
Yeah, he went out there for a few weeks, and he loved San Francisco, but he said there were so many wayward people. He said it was just pathetic. The people in the street, it was awful.
Wow. Yeah.
And he liked San Diego. And then they went down to Los Angeles. And I have a niece and two nephews that live two nieces and two nephews that live out there. And but anyways, yeah, that's been years since I was out there. But anyways, okay, so we kind of get moving around on where we live and what we're doing and all that kind of thing. Tell me, what needs does the body have? What does it have to have on a daily basis to function properly?
Well, it definitely needs to be hydrated, so it needs water. And
okay.
So I always say that my rule of thumb for water is 8 glasses of water per day, and anything caffeinated or alcoholic, you add in 2 more glasses. So if you had a cup of coffee in the morning, you're now up to 10 glasses of water, and if you decide you're going to have a glass of wine at night, you're up to 12 glasses of water, and you know,
yeah.
So you want to keep your body fully hydrated. Then the next thing is you need vitamins and minerals, and ideally you don't want it from a bottle. So you want to make sure that you're always putting in an array of color in all of your fruits and vegetables, and you're incorporating them into just about every meal and snack. Just a little something.
So, like, what's your food in a day? What do you consume in a day? Give some people some ideas about what's really good.
So, like, today, my breakfast was muesli. And so what muesli is, it's a Swiss breakfast. It's like a cereal. But what it is, it's oats, sunflower seeds, sliced almonds, some coconut, a little cinnamon. What else was in there? Maybe some walnuts. And then I sliced up some strawberries and added some hemp milk, and it was basically my cereal. So I started with that, and my mornings are real early, so that's a super early. That's probably at 6 in the morning, and so then around 9, I need a little bit of a snack, and I had 2 eggs with a little bit of avocado, and then I had lunch probably about 1 o'clock, and that was a salad with some chicken and some nuts on it and a bunch of different vegetables on it, and then for dinner, I have salmon with some sautéed broccoli.
There you go. I love that broccoli.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
I love salmon. I love salmon a lot. I can eat almost any kind of fish, actually, but I love salmon the most. There's just something about it. I love it grilled. That's how I like it. But see, her simple, her meals were today. Now, like your breakfast cereal, where did you get that at? Did you have to go to a health food store, or could you get it in the regular store?
No, actually, there's a company called Bob Mills, and they now sell that in Publix. They even sell it in Target.
I'll have to look for it.
A muesli mix that's actually very good.
Okay.
I like to make my own a lot of times, but when I'm in a rush, that's the one I buy.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, people are probably saying, well, if I have to go to a specialty store, it's going to cost me a whole lot of money. And a lot of people just don't have it to use. And, you know, so, you know, here's my food money. Well, you know, it's going to be kind of slim pickings because, you know, but at least if you try to get some really good healthy things in there, it's better than not at all. So don't
I go in and I do pantry cleanouts a lot. And so when I have that client that says, oh, this is too much money, you're trying to get me to be all organic and this, that, and the other, by the time I clean out their pantry and get rid of all the products that they bought one time because they wanted to taste it, and then they left it in the pantry because they didn't want to waste their money, but they don't really like it or they're not really using it. By the time I add up all that stuff that they're not using, the things that I'm actually asking them to buy from the grocery store don't seem that expensive anymore. And so that's one thing that, you know, I'd really love your listeners to kind of like think about is ideally your refrigerator, you know, my refrigerator, for example, I fill it up, let's just say I fill it up on a Sunday, then that means by Friday it's empty. My freezer is backup. So that means I can still make a meal, but it's basically backup stuff because I like to start with my fresh stuff first. But I got an empty refrigerator now, and so I'm going to use some stuff from my freezer, and then I'm going to go back to the grocery store. And my pantry is basically for seasonings and snack items that are going to actually be consumed at that time, you know, during the week, not necessarily that I'm, like, leaving them there for, I don't know, when Aunt Betty comes over. So that's something that's really important to see because most people that I go to their kitchen, they have all of this stuff in their pantry. Half of it is expired, and the other half is never going to be used.
Right. What do you recommend for snacks for people?
Well, my go-to snack is always an apple with raw almond butter. I love that. It keeps me sustained for quite a long time.
I always put peanut
snack.
Butter on it, which I know has a lot of fats on it, but I love apples. Now, can you get the almond butter, like, at Kroger's or Publix or someplace like that?
Yes, you can. The key is you want the raw almond butter. And actually, the best price on almond butter comes from Trader Joe's for raw almond butter.
But we don't have that here in South Carolina.
The key with nuts is that when they are roasted, they turn into a bad fat for us. They're no longer good for us. So unfortunately, peanut butter, you can't get it raw, and it's always roasted, so it's not necessarily that good for you. But almond butter, you can get it freshly made, but
it tastes awful. It's awful.
The other nuts that you can get butters from are fabulous. And if you're really good in the kitchen, really all you need is a food processor and, you know, throw the almonds in there and let it blend up and it'll turn into almond butter all on its own.
I'll look for that too the next time. I'll have these few little items because I'd love to eat an apple. Sometimes I don't eat the whole thing. I'll just cut it in half or something, but I really do love to have that in the morning, or like lunchtime, like 12. I'm not a three-meal person. I don't do that, never have. But you need to keep putting fuel in your body because it doesn't matter if you're sitting at the computer. It doesn't matter what your job is. Your body is using up that fuel. And so I find that if I get tired, no matter when it is, I'll think back, well, you idiot, you didn't eat very much today, did you? And I talk out loud, and my cat's sitting there turning his head, no, Mom, you didn't. I can vouch for that. But that's what happens. Your body will tell you, what did I have today? And you have to sit down and think, oh, God, that wasn't very much, was it? And don't think about the calories of it. Think about how it's going to be good for you. That's the thing people do. We used to count calories, right? Oh, this was this and this was that. You better not eat that and can't eat that. And, you know, but the one thing is have a good, healthy life and enjoy the foods that you're eating. Find things
yes.
that you enjoy. I mean, now I'm not, you know, I watch my granddaughter, and she eats pretty healthy. You know, now my son's family, the three of them, they eat meat. I don't. I don't eat meat at all, and I don't eat pork. I haven't. Oh, we're talking many years. But I know, I think you probably remember, but I almost died. And after that time, I could not process in my body fat like that. Sometimes I can't even eat chocolate. It makes me sick. I mean, I don't really eat chocolate. But if I tried, my son said to me the other day, he says, what would happen if you had a ground round patty like a hamburger? I said, my stomach would probably say out loud, what in the world did you just give me? Because I haven't had one of those, I bet you, in 25 years. And that's no joke. Because I just don't, when I look at meats and things, all I see is the fat in it. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Even roasts, steaks, and all that kind, that's not good for you, people. It's just not. You know, it's just really, it's not good for you. I once in a while, I guess you can have it, but I can't even have it once in a while. It'd probably make me deathly ill. My body would probably do a turnover. Oh, my God, what did she do? Why did she do this now? Now I'm going to make you sick. How about that? You won't feel good.
Well, and that's an important thing, is to listen to your body.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, and, you know, sometimes we used to grill all the time. And we have, you know, grilled hamburgers. I love the smell of them. But that was then. This is now. And like I said, it's been probably about 25 years since I had one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't eat a hamburger like from McDonald's or Wendy's or any of those ever. No, I don't ever get. I don't eat ham either. And I don't eat pork. So on Thanksgiving, they had ham. I didn't eat it. All you're eating is fat. That's fat, people.
Yeah.
Fat, F-A-T. It's not good. You're going to put it in your body, and it's not going to digest right, and you're going to overeat. And I know you probably think it tastes good, and fried ham is really good. Yes. Nice smell. I don't eat bacon either.
Good.
Well, you know, my cardiologist said, I'm going to make you my poster girl. I said, why? He said, look at you. And I said, well, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't go off the track sometimes. I will tell you, I love McDonald's fries, and I know that's the worst thing in the world for you to have, but I don't have them that often. So that's my little treat to myself. And then the next day, it's back to, nope, you know. But like the steamed veggies, I could eat them every day. I just love them. They're sweet. They can all be, when they steam together, they get kind of sweet. Not super sweet, but, you know, nice taste, just nice. Steam the veggies, you'll see. You can do, like we were talking, the peppers, the beans. What else did you have? Broccoli, of course, and cauliflower. There's a lot of things. Just go up and down the veggie aisle. Almost everything down that aisle you can steam together, and it will be really healthy and good for you. And if you can, for me, try to get the organic. Like I get the organic romaine. I don't, only because it was a mistake. He made a mistake and brought me the wrong one. But they last longer because they don't spray them. They don't do the same thing to them. And my dad was a farmer, and he used to tell me about crops and all of that and how they would not do them all at one time. They would do a delay, like a few-week delay, so that they could continue harvesting on a regular basis, because you can't plant and then harvest it all, then you have nothing else to sell. I mean, they didn't do that. They don't do that. But it was just a fluke. He brought in, and so that's all I get now. And let's see, what else is good for you? Radishes are good, aren't they? I just thought of that. I
wonderful.
Saw a radish in my head. You got to tell these people what they should be eating, right? And they should go to your site because you have all these beautiful recipes. That's Adita Lang, AditaLang.com. She's got recipes. She's got things that you can purchase. Now, do you use any of these products that are on your site here?
Let me
go back to
it. Yeah, I don't. I, I'm I'm very particular about putting things on my website. So if it's on my website, I use it.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. Let's go to your shop and yeah. There's things there, and I can kind of give people a little rundown here. I mean, the hour's almost gone, but we've done nothing but talk, right, about food. Listen to this. We are food experts now. We are food, you know, but if you go to some of this that she's got here, it's really amazing, these things that she has on here. I mean, it really, really is. You've got all kinds of good stuff. And also, you have a special here, don't you, something about, I think it's on your homepage, you can do, they get 30 minutes with you or something. What is that? What was that on your homepage?
Absolutely.
I got to go back to your...
A free 30-minute
okay, I'm
going
to go back to it.
Absolutely,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, she has a free 30-minute consultation, and I would assume that's like, well, you know, I'm feeling crummy. Obviously, I'm eating wrong. That's probably the first thing. That's probably one of the things you say to them. Well, what are you eating? Okay, there we go.
Exactly.
There it is right there. And we're talking about my diabetic friend, the guy who drives me. You see, some of it is like it is an inherited thing. I know some of diabetes is, but it takes a lot of willpower to break that cycle so that you can start really feeling good. I mean, I could sit with him and tell him, this is what you don't eat, and then he's going to say, look at me and say, well, now what can I have? Nothing that turns into sugar, I'm going to tell you that. That's the word. And you know, everybody's got a sweet tooth. Come on, we all love something, you know, and I'm sure Adita would agree with me that it's okay to treat yourself, but then you just do it that time, and then that's it. You let it go for months, not every day. Let it go. All right, I had my special treat. Now I'm not going to have that again because that's what the body does. Sometimes the body will crave something, and so you're not happy until you get it, and some people go into bad moods. And I know, before we go, we still have time. Before we go, what if you seem to be tired? Is there anything that's a good pick-me-up? What does that tell you that your body is not getting? Does it tell you something right away that your body is not getting if you seem to be tired every day? I mean, that's if you don't have any kind of medical issues going on.
Well, I mean, a lot of it has to do, sleep is so important. And so we have
yes.
these things called sleep cycles. And so that's your deep sleep. And you should have about 6 of those sleep cycles every night. And they're about 60 to 75 minutes long. But what happens is that between either having, you know, too much stimuli before bed, like watching TVs and or on computers or things like that, or maybe you have too much light in your bedroom or your room's not cold enough, we end up having disrupted sleep throughout the night. And then we wake up feeling like we got hit by a Mack truck. So we want to make sure that we're waking up feeling like, yeah, you know what? I'm ready to get up. This is good. And that's how
yeah.
you should be waking up. And if you're not, then you have to actually reevaluate your sleep first.
Okay, but how do you know? So it could mean that maybe you're not going to sleep early enough, you're staying up late, and then you expect your body's going to wake up and you expect it to be all refreshed and ready to go. But little did you realize that, well, I went to bed at 2 in the morning and now I'm up at 7. 5 hours is not really a lot of sleep. Because you're probably not getting that sleep that you're supposed to have. Is that what it is?
And basically, in a perfect world, between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., we are physically recovering. And between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., we are mentally recovering. So when we go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, we're missing out on some of that physical recovery. And amazingly enough, I meet with clients all the time that want to lose weight. They've been on all these diets. Nothing seems to work, you know, but they're eating really well. They don't understand why. And it ends up being because they don't sleep well. And that's why their body's holding on to fat.
For a time, I was waking up during the night, or I should say waking up like at 4. I have a bad habit. Because, you know, a lot of my work is done at night. I mean, that's when the clients come in. That's when, I have to do things like that. And I find if I just get away, and I don't sit at the computer all day. I mean, I do a lot of work on it, but I don't do it. I don't sit there and stare at it for 8 hours in a row, unless I'm doing the books for the season, you know, for taxes. Then I'm there, I don't know, 12 hours probably at a pop. I get up and have my lunch or my dinner or whatever, and then I'm back at it because I don't do it during the day, and I'm just notorious for that. But I told my CPA, I said to her, I said, well, I think I really like the challenge of it all. She said, what kind of a challenge is that? You know, if you just do this every month. I said, yeah, but I like to read, and I like to ride my bike. And she says, well, you know, it's just as long as you have a happy balance and you get it to me by this date, we're good to go. You know, or
yeah.
I'll do an extension. But I find that my problem is if I, like last night, I got off the computer. It was 9 o'clock, Adita. This is no joke. So I'm, you know, take my bath. I got stuff ready for my morning coffee, and I've got my cat fed, and I turn the TV on, and I end up watching this movie called The Impossible. Well, I couldn't shut it off. It's about the tsunami that hit Thailand in 2004. Christmas time. It is the best movie I have seen. Just heartwarming. So anyways, I was glued to it, right? I got to watch this. And then I'm not really tired, and that's what happens, is because you're watching something that you really want to see, and then it perks you up. So then you're not tired. Well, you think you're not tired. So what I did, well, I got a text that somebody wanted something done with their minutes, or so I had to come back online. So I did that. And it was like, then it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock. That's when I started watching that movie. So see, if I would have done what I wanted to do, I would have been good to go. And I'll just say my cat, his name is Mushy, and I'll say, Mushy, it's time to go night-night. Light's going off. TV's going off. And that's it. But I go to sleep right away. I mean, I don't even lay there and, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes when I wake up, Adita, I'm not feeling fresh and energetic. I'm feeling tired. So I'm thinking with what you're saying is probably I'm not getting my solid sleep at the times I should be because it's later. You know, what do you think?
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
So I really should make sure that if I want to watch something, and this is recorded, if I want to watch something, make sure it's done early. And so that by 10 or 10:30, I can shut everything off.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I don't even know. I mean, I'm sure I'd go to sleep right away, but I don't even know how early I would get up. I've never done it. It would depend. You get up really early. I usually don't, but I'm working till late, and it's just the way my body is right now. I mean, I could probably do an adjustment on it. You can always adjust your body to what you want it to do. Don't let it run you. You're supposed to run it, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, I love talking to you. This has been so wonderful. Go to her site. Look at all her recipes. Get your 30 minutes from her. And you can hear how she is. She listens. She cares. She gives you good, sound advice. She'll steer you in the right direction. I have no doubts about that at all. Of course, you know, I've really been lucky. I've met so many beautiful people all over the world that all have these talents. And you're the only, I would say, health fitness person that I've had. I mean, I really don't get them. I mean, I'll have like an opera star, like I told you, and I'll get a motivational speaker and, you know, things like that. But such a great mix. And you're one of them. You're high on my list. And
Thank you.
I love talking to you because nutrition is really important for good health, and that's why I was anxious. I really wanted to talk to you, and I was so happy when your publisher said, hey, would you like to get a member? And I said, just sent you something on Instagram. I said, see you next week. So, no, that Instagram.
Absolutely.
I'm not addicted to it, but there are people that are.
Yeah.
I don't. You'll see my pretty pictures of the energy healing cards. And I think there's a picture of some fawns, some deer and some baby and some fawns over in my backyard. That's there. But other than that, no. You won't see a lot of garbly-doo up there. I don't do that. I'm not a – I have Candy's in the room right now, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. She does all the marketing. She did the video for you. It's on Instagram. Go take a peek at it, Adita. And
oh,
everything on Twitter. And she goes on Twitter, and she does the Facebook stuff, and – She always surprises me. Her videos are the cutest thing because she just, I don't know, she gathers all these pictures and then she puts my name up there and talks live with Adita Lang. And yeah, go see it on Instagram tonight. It's on my page. It's on my, where I have, it's the last insert. I have not put in my energy healing card tonight. Sometimes I do them every day. Sometimes I don't. I just skip.
Okay.
You know, I do some different things because I'm not addicted to it. I mean, I like to surf it, but to put something on mine all the time, that's like, I don't know. I see people do that. They're just like, they go cuckoo with it. Like, it's the most important thing for them. They have to tell the world what they're doing. You don't have to tell the world what you're doing. Keep, you know,
yeah,
just do some nice things, you know. Do some really nice things. So, and love everybody and be kind to everybody. That's the basic thing. So thank you again, Adita. You're wonderful. You are. And
thank you.
I learned some things.
I love chatting, and we can do this whenever you want.
Well, good. We're going to do this again maybe in the summer. So I'll just let TJ know. We will.
Okay, good.
Because
you got it.
You'll be experiencing more things, and you know, I'll have more health and fitness questions and food questions, and I'm going to put my avocado on my toast tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do, and I'll let you know on Instagram
good.
How it tasted. Now, I don't have anything else to put on it, so I can just eat it like that, right?
Yep.
Okay. You got it, girl. Thank you so much again.
Okay, good.
You're wonderful.
You're welcome.
Okay, everybody, have a good evening. We'll see you next week. I have another author coming on. And don't forget, articles and all that will be due the end of the month. Don't forget to go to starswithazpsychics.com. And I want to also tell Candy, she's in the room there. She sends me these little notes, and Moosley is readily available, just like quinoa, I guess you call it, in the grocery store. Yeah, all these things are really, really awesome stuff. But thank you, Candy. Thank you for all you do. She's wonderful. She spoils me rotten. And thank you to the lady that's always listening tonight. She spoils me rotten, too. And those are my champions. I have champions. And Jackie, she does something else. She does a reading room for me on Wednesday nights. So, but she's another one that's my champ. I call them my champions. Surround yourself with champions, people that really love you, and you'll know who they are. So without further ado, I'll say good night. And as I always say at the end of every broadcast, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night.